right, so here at the House of Judah, we're in a series called Numbvember. Everybody say Numbvember. Y'all see the play on words, right? It seems like this time of the year, it's like the worship leader said, it's like, Everybody say, Is it just me? Okay, it's just like, But there's an app for that that's not even on your phone. And so I want to show a video that kind of, it will help us out while the sheets are going on. If we can show it, let's show this video. And then we'll get started.
Today is the first day of fall, so you might already be feeling that season shift from summer to fall, and not just in the weather, but in your mood as well.
I'm definitely feeling that shift a little bit. Monday's coming, and I'm like, what is this in the air? Health experts say seasonal depression affects about 5% of Americans each year, or about 17 million people. Now, Carmen Brown set out to verify what's behind those fall blues and what you can do to keep your spirits up as the days get shorter.
As the leaves start to turn and daylight will begin to fade earlier, many people notice more than just the change in weather.
Every September 21st, December 22nd, every 3 months or so when we change seasons, you can see some of us and our families get more up and down based on some of that.
Also known as the fall blues, the seasonal shift can bring feelings of sadness, low energy, and trouble concentrating. So we set out to verify, are the fall blues real? Our sources, the National Institutes of Health, the Mayo Clinic, and Dr. Lance Slade with Primary Pediatrics. The National Institutes of Health explain these symptoms as seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, affecting millions each year. Experts say women are more likely to experience it than men. The drop in sunlight during fall triggers changes in the body's internal clock or circadian rhythm, which can disrupt sleep and mood. The Mayo Clinic outlines how to recognize interest in activities, oversleeping, appetite changes, and low energy. If left unaddressed, they say fall blues can intensify with daily life. But there are ways to fight back.
30 to 40 minutes of exercise a day has been shown to be like 12 hours of Prozac and 12 hours of Ritalin. You feel better about yourself and you focus better. So you can find the better parts of that.
Health experts also recommend keeping a steady sleep routine to help rest the internal clock. So we can verify, yes, the fall blues.
All right, they said the fall blues is real, but everybody said God is real.
God is real.
I actually can say something. If it hits right, we could just leave. Instead of fall blues, how about we choose fall blessings?
Yes.
Yeah. It didn't hit quite, so I got 30 minutes, so I'm going to take 30 minutes. It didn't hit like I thought it was going to hit. So today's teaching is not going to be long, and in this Numbvember series here at the House of Judah, definitely want to just emphasize in this Thanksgiving season that we turn our emotion to meaning. We have meaning. We put meaning in our emotion. Everybody say put meaning into your emotion. And honestly, I'll be the first to say that I've had some heartless actions. I've had some thinkless actions. I've just been going through the motions. Sometimes even good things could just be routine. You're just routinely doing good things. Y'all gonna look at me at that tone of voice like I'm by myself? Like you're routinely just doing stuff. As a matter of fact, you don't even remember the past 2 or 3 weeks. Is that somebody in the room? You like, man, it's already November. I don't even remember the year. Perhaps like the whole year we've been going through the motion. In college, just going through you're a senior, not you, but you're a senior and you like, I don't even remember anything. We have to be careful not to let the fall blues spill over into the area, into this area of worship, into this area of prayer. The fall blues are going through the motion into the area of devotion to God. Because you could just be, obviously if you're a Christian, you're saved, but you can be a saved Christian and going through the motions. You're just like, I'm a Christian, nobody knows the trouble I see. I'm here, I'm climbing up the rough side of the, That is going through the motions. You hear me? And so the scripture today I want to lift is in Matthew 15. If you want to turn there, you see it on your worksheets. I'm sorry, college students, for making you feel like you're back in school. And there are some extra pens back there. So you say, I can't even fill the sheet out because I don't have a pen. There are pens back there, okay? The scripture I want to lift, you're not being rude, you can go back there. The scripture that Jesus says is also, I sense in my spirit that maybe in 2 minutes, some of you guys are going to get the bottom line. If you get the bottom line in the next 2 minutes, please don't check out in the next 20 minutes. Pray for those who may get the bottom line when I'm almost finished. Does that make sense? The bottom line is going to be very clear. Read the scripture. Matthew 15:8 says, these people honor me with their lips. Come on, let's read it together. Ready, set, go. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Jesus was actually quoting the scripture from an Old Testament passage. You're in the New Testament. Jesus is in the New Testament, but he's quoting the Old Testament. Ain't that pretty cool? He's in the New Testament quoting what? He's quoting the Old Testament. And actually, he is quoting Isaiah 29:13. He is quoting Isaiah 29:13, which is the original text. Everybody say the original text. And in the original text, it was addressed to the people of Israel. But in Jesus' day, he was talking to who? Just in case y'all was paying attention in Sunday school. He was talking to who? And he was talking to the Pharisees. He was talking to the Pharisees. They had this outward display, but this inward disconnection. It was like this. You saw the outward display of worship, but it was this inward, like, disconnected. Inward disconnection. You worship me with your lips, but your heart is what? Is far from me, all right? And so on our sheets, the word there translate, the Greek word for heart is cardia. Kind of like, I know we have a lot of nursing majors in the room, like you get cardiology, help me out, cardiovascular. The Greek word is cardia. Everybody say cardia. You worship me with your lips, but your cardia is more than your physical heart. It's actually deep down on the inside of you. Everybody say deep down. Deep down. Every time you see heart here, think deep down. You worship me with your lips, but your cardia, your thoughts. Everybody say feelings. Feelings. Everybody say uttermost. If you're really churchy, everybody say belly. You know it's deep down when somebody say from your belly. That's basically from your innermost parts. It's translated from a Greek word, cardia. I want to emphasize this because a lot of people actually frown at the fact that this Bible has been translated. I know we've heard this. It's been translated. Everybody say, duh. It has to be translated. The Bible originally was written in what? Hebrew. What else? Quite Aramaic, which is not obviously not widely spoken, but we know about Greek. But reason why I'm saying that because it's okay that the Bible is translated. Because the Bible has been translated doesn't mean the Bible is not true. Go to a country and try to ask where the restroom is in English and see how far you get. You're going to need a what? You're going to need a translator. So obviously, it was written in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Like if I go to a country, I'm going to say, unda ibanyota. What does that mean? What a restroom, bro. Everybody say, unda ibanyota. Y'all came all the way, y'all came to the house of Judah to learn unda ibanyota. So today's subject, in the next some of my students, if I give a time, they're going to hold me to it. So I ain't going to give a time yet. In the next few minutes, today's teaching is think before you speak. Everybody say think before you speak. Or it could be think before you think. Think before you think. Think before you think. This is symbolic. The bottom line, what's driving your actions? Think before you think, or think before you speak. What's your motivation for anything? Why do you even come today? I don't even smell the chicken yet. So we got to figure out something about this time. And when I smell the chicken, that signals to me to hurry up. But it's easy to go through the motions in a marriage. Almost 20 years. I thought somebody was going to clap. I said almost 20 years. I know we got some newlyweds over here, fairly new. But it's easy to go through the motion in school, in life, work, church, worship. Bottom line, we must avoid mindless actions. And whatever in life, especially in worship. Everybody say, let's avoid mindless actions. All right, check out the story real quick. Can you come and be, yes, thank you. Can you be Jessica? Jessica, and can you be Austin? Yes, he said, whoa, me? Yeah, Austin. Yeah, Austin. Is that your name? I thought I was prophetic. Austin, Logan took the remote control from Maya. Man, we in a movie. Come on. Logan took the remote control from Maya. Yeah, you in character. I like it. And then the daddy came in, and then Maya told on who? Logan. He took my remote control. I was watching TV. I was watching cartoons. And the daddy, as only fathers can do, didn't say nothing. He just took it back from Logan. What's your major? All right.
Elementary.
No, yeah. I thought it was going to be like entertainment or something.
No.
The daddy took the remote control and gave it back to who? And told Logan to apologize to Maya. So apologize to Maya.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Do you believe him?
No.
Go take a seat. Clap your hands. That was pretty good. You need to audition. That was funny. Are we streaming? I want to see. That's going to bring me great joy when I'm down. Write this down. Thankfulness is a mindset. Everybody say thankfulness.
Yes.
Is a mindset, not just a ceremonial moment. It is a mindset. When we think right, we think right. When we think right, we think right. Mindless gratitude is like mad to God. It's like mid. It's like cringe. It's like, oh, okay. God is like, oh, okay. Mindless thanksgiving does not get God's attention. Alphys, I thought the Bible says, let everything that has breath. Of course, we know the Bible. And if we do that, we can check it off the list, right? For clarity, everybody say for clarity. It is not about crafting the perfect thought to impress God with. It is not about, you know how we do it. We get really churchy, especially when we get in certain environments. We're trying to come up with this last minute, especially if you knew, like, you're going to pray at our concert next month, and you're probably going to try to come up with the best words to pray. You know how we do? We try to craft this, something that we think God would accept. Everybody say, you can't fool God. You can't trick God. Think before you speak is about honesty. Probably can go home now, but I'm going to keep going. Think before you speak is about being honest. Everybody say, be honest. Everybody say, be honest. Everybody say, be honest. Is that me? Do you not think the all-powerful creator, he knows when we capping. When you call yourself just doing things when it's convenient to get what you want from God. You say, Alphys, really? How many think that this is the face potentially God is making when we have mindless worship or mindless thanksgiving? Which one of these faces you think God is making? God, I love you. He's like, okay. God, I praise you. Bruh. That Stephen A. got a look, don't he? You know when God puts his glasses like this and looks at you, you know it's mindless. You know you don't mean it. I'm glad we laughing because this is hitting me first. Amen. Y'all know I'm preaching to me, not to y'all. Y'all just seeing me having this. Y'all just seeing me go through. No matter what level of Christianity you're on, I've been saved for a long time. Amen. But you know, code switching is a real thing. I'm not even talking about the code switching where you get around people and you act a certain way. Guys, I submit to you, you can code switch and nobody else is around. You can code switch and it's you by yourself. It's a real thing. What are you like behind closed doors? Code switching. Come clean. Because God is not scared of dirt. He's not scared of dirt. Good news. Everybody say, God is not scared of dirt. He's not intimidated by your faults, your idiosyncrasies, by your dirt, your failures. So what does God desire? You honor me with your lips, but your cardia, your heart, is far from me. That's an interesting statement when there's a scripture where it lifts that God says, if you make your bed in hell, he's there. But you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. You may be far from God, but God is really close to you. Yeah. He just waiting on you. Amen? Amen? So what does God desire? He desires turn to Psalm 24. For obvious reasons, it's one of my favorite scriptures. Psalm 24:3, write it down in your notes. You got your workbook, your worksheet. And it says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a what? And a pure heart. Who does not what? Trust in an idol or swear by false god. The Message Bible says, who's really able to reach God's level? Because we're talking about an all-powerful, perfect God requiring something from an imperfect person. Like, what do we do with that? Like, how do we sin every day? Is there anybody in this room that's sinless? Is there, not one. So put that rock down, put it down. Everybody just drop it. I hear a bunch of rocks dropping in this room. The Message Bible says, who's really able to reach God's level? And whose hearts are genuine. Love that word. Everybody say genuine. So if those tears are real, let them flow. Let it flow. If it's genuine, let it flow. If that smile is real, let me see all five teeth. If it's real. If that gospel face comes from the heart, from the cardia, when I think of the... See? It ain't being churchy, it's genuine. Because sometimes we don't have an adequate face for what God has done for us. In this room, I know God has done some miraculous things for you. And this just doesn't do the trick. God, am I talking to somebody? You ain't even got to be 40 and over to embrace that face. Am I right about it? Worship and thanksgiving cannot be random. It just can't be random. Amen. It must be intentional. Travis Green has a song out. He's in what? He's intentional. So our worship must be what? Intentional. Newsflash, the prerequisite for God to accept your worship is not eloquency. That's not a word. I know. It's not eloquence. Thank you. But I tell you, lunch on me. It's not big words. And this is encouraging to me because I come from Fairfax, South Carolina. Are the words you're saying to God coming from a good place? Is your worship coming from a good place? Let's just take 20 seconds and give God praise. Give God worship. Is it coming from a good place? Only God knows. Is it coming from a good place? Is it all right? Okay. But if it's coming from a good place, God is all ears. Why do you want God to be all ears when you worship him? It's not Bible, but the concept is in the Bible. When praises go up, what? blessings comes down. So that's why you want God to be all ears when you worship him. Good thoughts come from, good words come from good thoughts. Good words come from good thoughts, okay? And yes, good thoughts can come from an imperfect human. Why? Because God is good. His word is good. His spirit is good. And if his word is on the inside of you, when you speak, it's coming from a good place. Am I making sense? Is there truth in your praise and in your worship? Is there truth in it? Is there truth? John 4:24 says, I think we got it. It says, God is a spirit, which is has nothing to do with anything physical. So God is a spirit. He's not physical. So he is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him what? In spirit. God is immaterial. He's spaceless. He's timeless. And he wants to be worshiped immaterially. He's not asking for anything from you physically. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him what? From your spirit. And what? In truth. Let's avoid mindless worship. Everybody say God is true. One of my other favorite scriptures is, I think we have it, praise the Lord, I hope we have it, Matthew 5:8, know it by heart. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? For they shall see God. Very simple. Let's avoid mindless worship. This week, I was in the studio. I was not behind the mixing board. I was on the mic. This is the second time I've had the privilege to overdub some music for an international choir. I was doing a little Kurt Franklin. Y'all edit that out. I was doing a little Kurt Franklin. And a little Todd Galbraith. So it was a little talking, a little singing. A little Kurt Carr. It was a little. And I just had a hard time trying to connect with the song. And the engineer was like, Alpha, just do it this way and do it this way. And just was not connected. And so, first of all, he said, you need to be a little bit more churchy. I said, man, I grew up Baptist. Edit that out. He said, you need to just put a little. And so what it shifted when, obviously, I got the Bible and my ad-libs, it came from here. It came from my cardio. It came from my belly. Yeah. And then when I listened to the playback, everybody say playback. Playback. When I listened to the playback, I said, yep, that's not the heart of Alpheus. That's the heart of God. Yeah. Think before you speaking. Is lips full of thanks supported by truth? When I think of the goodness of Jesus, think about how Jesus has been good throughout Scripture. Think about how good God Jesus is being throughout your life. Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be what? Be pleasing in your sight. Be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Everybody say they playback, don't lie. If anybody in the music, in production, even if you just listen to your own voicemail message and you say, man, what's going on here? Everybody say that playback, don't lie. When God hears and sees, that playback, don't lie. Amen? Amen? Who's good in this room? Raise your hand if you're good at detecting somebody who's faking it. That laugh told it all. Raise your hand if you don't want to let nobody know who you are. You're pretty good at detecting when somebody is faking it. Who's pretty good at it? You can spot, okay, yeah. He pointed at you. You can tell physically when I'm on a diet or a triet. You know when I'm on this latte kick. You know when I have upped my water intake. You really can tell when I've upped my water intake and I'm playing more pickleball and more cardio, doing more cardio. And you can tell when I'm not. True or false? I'm on a diet right now. Wait a minute, what y'all ain't gonna do? I can see you. I can hear you. I'm going to Europe next year. My brother won the lottery last week. I hate ice cream. Y'all know me though. Fried chicken is my protein of choice. That playback don't lie. Let's see how good you guys are. This young lady says, I did not cheat on my test. What do y'all think? She said, I didn't cheat on my test. This guy right here says, I can help you. I can help you get into crypto. Is he telling the truth? He said, I got you. I can help you. I can turn that Bitcoin. Just give me $50 in Bitcoin and what is it called? Satoshis. Give me $50 in Satoshis. I got you. Lie your pants on. He says, I got the best ribs. My ribs are busted. I got the best ribs in the upstate. He said he believes it. You can't even see it. Well, they look burnt to me. This man says, I can help you start and scale your business. Wait. I think you may be surprised. Because man looks at the outward appearance, and God what? God looks at the heart. God can tell what type of spiritual diet we are on right now. I'm almost finished. So now you can count down, students. God can tell what type of spiritual diet you are on. And that's the only assessment that matters. And that should be good news, because some of us, we're pretty hard on everybody else, but we're not hard on ourselves. Amen. I was just transparent 15 minutes ago. I said, I'm actually not teaching to you guys. I'm teaching to who? To me. You guys may be blessed by it. You may not be blessed. But I feel like somebody in this room, if you're blessed by this teaching already, clap your hands. I'm talking to me. That's the only observation that matters. The only post about me that matters is the post that God makes. We may look like we got it going on, but even on our best day, and I've had some good days in God, but even on our best days, the Bible suggests that, hey, you need to be humble or humble, because you are still as filthy rags. Amen? And then we may look like we do not have it going on, but to God, he sees us as spiritually healthy. But again, I said, the Bible says, man looks at the outward appearance, but God what? Looks at the heart. And so I want to end with this. Remember, I'll bring this out. You said, bruh, this is school again. I want to bring this out. Can everybody see this? I want to bring this out. I think this would be good. I want to bring this out. You honor me with your lips, but your what is far from me. What does that even mean? You honor me with your lips. Remember, thankfulness is a what? But what does that even mean? I can't leave you guys with questions, because you honor me with your lips, but your cardia is far from me. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about the mind being broken up in three parts. If you go to sleep on me, I'm coming and I'm kicking your chair. Okay? Over here. I don't know y'all. I don't know some of y'all. The mind is broken up in three parts. You honor me with your lips. That honor is in your conscience. Obviously, below your conscience is your subconscious. And then at the very bottom is your non-conscience. Y'all see this? Your mind is broken up. According to Dr. Caroline Leaf, who is very trusted, probably the most trusted person in this area. You honor me with your lips, which is in the area of your conscience. But your heart is here in your non-conscious, your cardia. But your heart is far from me. So this and this, there's a disconnect between this and this. What controls what? The conscious controls the non-conscious, or the non-conscious controls the conscious? Don't go to sleep. The non-conscious is so powerful. It is so powerful. Everybody say it's powerful. It processes about 400 billion actions per second. Don't believe me. I can prove it. Have you ever had an experience where you like, where did that thought come from? You're like, whoa, I ain't thought about her in a long time. I ain't thought about him in a long time. Woo, where did that thought come from? Your non-conscious keeps a record. In this room, you're looking around, but you're not paying attention. You're not focusing on something, but your non-conscious is recording everything you see, smell, taste. You honor me with your lips, but your non-conscious, everybody get your phones out. I think I can land this before 12 easily. Listen, guys, I'm telling you with all compassion, concern, sincerity, when we grab this phone and we do this, and there's 15 pictures that have and videos that have went to your what? See in it and went to what? And you're mindlessly, so you think, scrolling, but what's keeping a record? You honor me with your lips, but your heart, your cardia, lips here, heart here. Y'all muse on that. Even the subconscious is processing about 2,000 actions per second. Duh, we're made in his image. In the image of God, we were created, male and female. That's why our mind is powerful. We probably should spend a lot more time where? On our what? Feeding our what? Your spiritual diet determines your actions. Why do you think when some people get drunk, you can get the God on his truth out of them? Y'all ever seen somebody... I mean, y'all laughing because you be like, man, I need to ask him. But some folks get angry. Some folks get a little flirty. Some folks get emotional when they get drunk. It ain't the drinking that's making new feelings. The drinking is basically exposing what you've been hiding. You honor me with your lips, but So think about this statement one more time. Your mind keeps a record. Last 5 minutes, exercise. This is an exercise. I'm sorry, guys. This is an exercise. But take a moment to write on your paper. Maybe we can have some music here in a second while we're doing this exercise. And we want God to honor the playback. Again, some of you guys, you got the bottom line 20 minutes ago. Take a moment to write on your paper, on your notes. Last three scriptures you read and meditated on this week. Write it down real quick. If we can have some, maybe some music and whatever you choose. Last movie and song you watched and listened to. This is for me as a quote unquote veteran Christian. I'm not exempt from this teaching. Number three, the last YouTube short or reel you remember. Write it down. Remember I just said 15 minutes ago, this thankfulness thing is about honesty. It's about being genuine. Who made us knows when we capping. Y'all receive this? Number four, what's the most negative thing you remember? If you want to write the date and time, if you have it, or when it happened, the most negative thing you remember. Number five, the last three text messages on your phone. Were they positive? Everything that you've experienced Even what you have, what you don't even remember, is actually stored in your non-conscious, in your heart. That's why some of you in this room, your past is haunting you now. How's that even possible? Because your mind keeps a record. Your mind keeps track. Your mind keeps score. You can't change the past, but you can change your future past. That makes sense? Good news. Everybody say good news. You said Alpheus. Man, because I have a pretty interesting past. Don't raise your hand. You said Alpheus, I got a pretty interesting past. I did this. I experienced this. This happened to me. And you know what? My past is haunting me. Whatever it may be. Because in your non-conscience, it's bubbling up those thoughts, those experiences to your conscience. In your present day, you say, man, I don't feel good. I feel depressed around the fall, the winter. What is that even coming from? You honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Good news, if you feed your conscience, your non-conscience responsibly, then your lips will speak responsibly. If you feed your non-conscience responsibly, then this is going to be what? That playback going to be legit. Too quick. Oh, you see how that bubbled up? Prime example. Ephesians 4:29 says, y'all okay? Couple minutes left. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of let's not fake it anymore. Let's let our worship be for real. Let's let our churchiness have meaning. I travel internationally all the time now, and it's amazing how a gospel choir can sing the gospel in Europe and mainly in Europe, but they actually do not believe the gospel that they are singing. They're singing phonetically. You honor me with your lips, but there's no record of me. There's no record of you spending time with me here. There's an outward display, but there's a inward disconnect. Make sense? I know how to look churchy. I know church. I know it backwards and forwards. I mean, me and my best friend, we call each other Bishop. That's how much we know church. One place we went, and he called me Bishop in front of the ushers. I'm not a bishop, and I called him Bishop. The ushers heard it. Oh, you a bishop? Come right here. Come see. I know church. It's time to come clean. I don't care if you're a 20-year Christian, a two-second Christian. You can't fake it with God. You can be saved and still need to course correct, because it's about this quality of life. Everybody say quality of life. Yes, I'm a Christian, you're saved, we're saved, but it's about this quality of life. Amen? We're one revelation away from a healing, your heart or even your body. Amen? Today is about getting your heart and your lips on the same page. That playback got to be legit. I don't know no other way to say it. That playback got to be legit. It just has to be. And I sound like I'm begging, but perhaps it's God saying, hey, it's really easy to get on a good diet. Spiritual diet. God is saying to somebody in this room, to many of us, because remember, I'm teaching to me, I want to hang out here. I actually do not, I don't, this right here is cool, but this is where I prefer to hang out. You honor me with your lips, but your what? Non-conscious, your heart, your cardia, your levav. He said, I want to hang, you can't trick me. He said, I would love to hang out in the deep part of you. I got a whole lot to offer you. Healing, salvation, peace. I created you anyway. Let me hang out right here. Let me hang out in your non-conscious. When you do this, you're hanging out. He's hanging out in your non-conscious. I don't know what I'm reading. Psalm 1, I just memorized Psalm 1. But guess what? I said earlier, your mind keeps what? Your mind keeps a record. So then when I get 30, all of a sudden, I'm like, what did I remember this from? Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But where did that come from? Because what? It keeps a record. But imagine. Everybody standing. Y'all enjoy this teaching. Clap your hands. It's 12 o'clock. Promise is a promise. If you sanctify your thinking, your thanking will be sanctified.
Yes.
I said, if you sanctify your thinking, your thanking will be sanctified. So I don't know who I'm talking to in this room. A better diet would do it every time. And you say, I need to get on a better spiritual diet. This may not necessarily be about salvation for you. It may just be about, I just need a better spiritual diet. Not physical. It's not about sweets. We're looking at you. Many of us are looking at you. And you look cool, but on the inside, you said, I am spiritually unhealthy. I'll be the first. I'm teaching to me. So let's get an early start on 2026. Everybody say early start. Close your eyes, guys. So we know about time management, but what about mind management? Thought management. Whatsoever thoughts that are pure, lovely, noble, good report. You honor me with your lips, but in your heart, there's no record. There's no record. I hate to be upfront like this, but this is literally God speaking. He says, you need to chill that. He said, chill that. He says, I am not scared about your failures, your faults. It is not about perfection. Everybody says, not about perfection. It is not about perfection. I think we got it wrong. It's not about perfection. It's about being genuine and honest. With IG and TikTok, everybody capping. And this thing has spilled over with our relationship with God. And God, this morning, you guys can pray with me your own prayer. God, this morning, we repent. We repent. We repent. We say that we are sorry, but we don't just say we're sorry. We repent. Metanoia. We reframe our thoughts. We go the other direction. We change directions. We course correct. We course correct. We make a choice to be on a better spiritual diet. You're so good to us. You have blessed us. You have blessed our parents, our grandparents. And we go through the week with mindless worship just to check off the box. In this moment, our hands are lifted. In this moment, our hearts are lifted. We are vulnerable. We are honest. We are appreciative. We give thanks from a grateful heart. In this moment, come on, guys, give God some worship, some praise, some thanks.